Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, it's Trina Mara, and Peter Smith has surprisingly popped back into studio. Never thought this would happen after the slagging you got the last time you were in.
Don't start.
It was just before Christmas. I think we had the Christmas decorations up, didn't we? So it was November time or so.
Yeah.
And he had a pair of sunglasses on him.
That's right.
In the studio. And I said, "Get that! You're not going to get away with that in Dublin, would you? Stop." You haven't worn them today, funnily enough.
I have them in my pocket, though. As you know, I'm from Drimna.
You never know when you're going to need a pair of shades. So look, the show went so well, the Phil Lynott show that you were starring in, and I've seen loads of stuff on social media, and oh my god, like when you came in, I think there was one date on sale, and then a second one went on sale, and then the next thing, the whole thing took off, and you're back in because there's more dates now.
Yeah, we're back with the lovely people up at Vicar Street on the 20th, 24th, 22nd of June, and then we're down to Limerick for the 24th, and then I think there's plans to go around the country. You know, Belfast, Cork needs to be done, Galway needs to be done, so let's see.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for the lads at Vicar Street, we'd be doing it on the street. So, you know, it's kind of snowballed from Peter Aiken and the gang, and things have really caught fire, so we've been very, very blessed.
So there's obviously a huge interest in this show.
Yeah, I'd love to claim the glory, Trina, as you know, but I can't. It's the fact that I think people just miss Philip so much, you know, and the amount of feeling towards him and goodwill towards his legacy has just been completely overwhelming, to be honest with you.
Have you been down by the statue since you've been doing the show?
Several times, and every second text message I receive is a WhatsApp selfie from one of my mates taking a photograph.
There you are.
Of it, you know yourself.
Yeah.
Well, it's such as our Dublin 12 humour. But yeah, it's been incredible. I mean, you know, even my socials are kind of out of control now. It's, you know, just with people being decent and being kind, you know, and just kind of latching on to all things Moonlight, all things, you know, the theatre, all sorts of offers from all over the world, and just people being really, really nice, you know.
I was slagging it as well. I mean, really, the last interview was just nothing but slagging. But I was also slagging it because I was going, I need to get a dictionary out to understand this fella, that the words he was using. He's had to dumb it down today for me, haven't you, Peter?
Well, you're from where I'm from, you've no excuse.
I'm from the north side. I'm not from Dublin 12.
I always thought you were from where we're from.
No, I'm from Marino. Yeah, just on the bus route. That's
the
all.
123. Well, we claim that as well.
Yeah. So you're back and forth now from Spain, or are you back here now?
Yeah, no, I'm back and forth all the time. Obviously, you know, with the kids over there and everything, but obviously with the work that needs to be done, I'm here 90% of the time, you know.
Yeah. I love the way he's so softly spoken in this interview, and if you heard him outside there,
open the door.
let me in. After this show, do you have any you mentioned there about you get loads of offers, or is everything kind of top secret?
I mean, listen, I'm transparent, as people know, you know, we've offers to take the show all over the world. I mean, anywhere where Lizzie and Philip were known, you know, you're talking Japan, the United States. I mean, my thing would be, there's an awful lot of investors from overseas who want to kind of get involved. My thing is, let's try and keep it as Irish as we can, you know, get some Irish money into it. I'm hoping that I would play, for example, I play Vicar Street every night for the rest of my life. So anybody that's Irish that wants to keep the show here, I'm sure our boss producers are all ears. But yeah, we've got offers to travel. And you know, I've got three films and pieces of series coming out over the course of the year as well, so it's been an exciting time.
Okay, well, tell me about those.
Well, I shot a movie with Guy Ritchie last year, only a small part.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, exactly.
Small,
he's one of them
director,
small fellas. Yeah. Another one called UAP as well, an alien film where I play surprise, another horrible person. And then I shot the lead in a movie with our great director, Jason Figgis, who's directing Moonlight as well, called Code Red Spain. Where I play not an assassin for her, but a defender, if you will, for her. We shot that in the south of Spain, so that's my first lead. And things like that are going on, and then I'm kind of being pulled, you know, by my agent from Billy to Jack, just enjoying it, Trina, to be honest, enjoying it. You know?
I love this. He's got an agent. You've got up in the world, what?
This is it.
Yeah, next thing, he won't be talking to me at all. You'll have to go through my people.
I'll always have time for my own. I'm not one of them. You know, you get loads of them, but I'm never. My thing is, if you have me on WhatsApp, if you have me on Facebook, if you have me on the socials, I'm all ears. Yeah.
Can I just mention as well, you had a birthday recently.
I did.
What day was it, your birthday?
The 16th of April, which makes me an Aries, a scaredy Aries. And some certain people tell me that it fits up my personality. I won't name names, okay. But it could be any of those in the room that tell me that. I have that Aries personality. Take from that what you will.
Now, what is an Aries personality?
Apparently,
I don't know.
They kind of make things happen, and they can be aggressive, or they can be leaders. They can be all sorts of things. Apparently, an awful lot of people have told me, even though he wasn't an Aries, that my personality and Philip's personality are quite similar, which is kind of scary as well.
It isn't. And was there any connection between you and him at all?
Dublin, no? 12.
Dublin connect, 12,
connects,
yeah,
us all, Trina. I'm trying to connect you to
just,
it.
You just never know. Do you know, like, someone always knows somebody, or yeah, they were cousins with somebody who was their next door neighbour and all this. So the Dublin 12, was he more Crumlin, no more Drimnagh?
He is Crumlin. I mean, to be honest with you, the amount of people that I've reached out from all walks of life, you know, fellas in New Zealand, fellas in the United States, that are connected to where we're from and are telling me stories, I feel like I'm beginning to feel like I was actually in the room. That's been the main takeaway from all this. I mean, John's script, Jason's directing, you know, everything that's going on is really kind of resonating with people, you know, and it seems to me that this show has legs to go on forever. I can't play him forever, unfortunately, but yeah, I'll give it a bash.
So let's just give the date. So three extra dates at Vicar Street due to phenomenal demand, June 20th, 21st and 22nd. And then you're doing the UCH in Limerick on the 24th of June. I know today is payday for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Could be a nice day to get snag your ticket.
Well, this is it. I would say to people that we're nearly there in terms of getting it sold, so get online, get your tickets in, and even the people down in Limerick, get online, do the same. There's a few tickets left down there as well, so I just want to see if these shows are anything like the April shows. It'll be a very emotional experience for us all. It really touched
me. Do you
me.
Do the thing now at the stage door that a lot of people do? They come out and say hello to people and get the selfies and all that.
I do, because we've merch stand, we've the bar down, especially the Vicar Street. It's a family. You know, Peter, the way Peter and Julie and Bren Berry run Vicar Street, they run it like a family. So I get called, Big D will come up to me, right, Peter, all your mob are in from Drimnagh and Crumlin, come down and say hello. The way it was in the old days, you know, with Brian Whitehead and all at the Olympia, it's run the same way. And I love that. That for me is quintessentially Dublin and Ireland.
Great. Then he gets the 1-2-3 bus home.
Exactly.
Peter, nice to see you. Are you going to nick anything on the way out today?
I'm like probably, today's thievery will be your mouse mat.
My mouse mat, okay. Grand, we can do without that. Leave the handbag, okay? I saw you the last time I ended up. Go on, I'll talk to you soon. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.